Hey everybody, this is Sensei Anthony coming to you with another episode of the Karate Chronicles. Rolling and recording. I'm so sorry for the lack of podcast recently. I won't let that happen anymore. It's just that there's been a lot going on, as you know. I hope that you're all staying sane, safe, and sanitary during this time of not just the COVID pandemic, but now the writing and the protesting, all that kind of stuff that's going on. That's not what I'm here to talk about. I'm basically saying that as part of why I haven't been active on the podcast, no excuse. I love you guys, so I got to stay focused, stay consistent. Also, I've been opening up a martial arts school. Yeah, during this time, Thomas Martial Arts and Fitness Academy and 2196 American Avenue, Hayward, California. Shameless plug. So if you know anybody that lives in the East Bay area, I'd appreciate if you contacted them and helped me spread the word. Enough of that. Now, what I want to talk about, what I really want to ask you about is, as you guys know, I'm a fan of traditional values of the martial arts, but progressive, realistic methods. As a matter of fact, my school, the motto is, traditional values, modern methods. And for that reason, I want to ask you how you think your training has been modernized, if it has been, and how you think it should be if it's not. And that sounds a bit weird, you know, but people have certain stereotypes, I guess, or generalizations about martial arts, and sometimes they're true. In a modern Taekwondo dojang, for example, you would expect that that it would involve more kicking than punching. Okay? That's a realistic expectation given the modern landscape. It would make sense if you were to assume that Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu practitioners start from their knees when they practice and don't do a lot of effort or don't put a lot of effort into practicing takedowns in a regular class. I mean, that's a fair enough assumption. So on and so forth. That's not the point. My point is that I feel that the martial arts world, and I definitely am trying to be a proponent of that, should look into modernizing. And I don't mean by joining in some trendy new idea, because really in the world of self-defense, I'm pretty confident in saying that any ideas that need to be developed for self-defense have been developed already. That's just how I feel. But as a Kenpo stylist, I've been accused, or I don't know if accused is the word, but suggested or hinted at, implied, that I actually have done other arts, which at this point in my life I have sampled others, but people said that it was because the techniques I was using was not in fact Kenpo, but in fact the result of the other arts that I've trained with. And when I say trained with, I've never trained in another art with the intention of being a practitioner in my mind of that style. I've trained with other artists because I want to know what they know so that, one, I can understand their approach to self-defense, and two, I want to see, well, basically it just helps me employ my techniques better. I don't know if I've mentioned it before, but I'm a huge fan of foot sweeps, and I'm blown away by the fact that so many people look to do double legs and high crotches and Sel Naga and these other high amplitude throws, where in a self-defense situation, a simple leg reap or a foot sweep is so much more effective and so much safer to employ. That's how I feel. And so people have said that, for example, I wrist locked someone once and they asked me if I practiced Aikido. And I said, no, it just made sense given what I was doing at the time in that particular self-defense sequence. I think if you're serious about your training, the commonalities in your training, the commonalities of techniques will show up a lot more often. I'm not a judo player, and that's why I employ foot sweeps. I like foot sweeps because I know they work. And as a striker, primarily, I can see how I can put myself in situations where foot sweeps are effective, because not every situation requires that you engage with them in a significant way. Sometimes it's better just to do one quick move here or one quick move there, and down they go. Right? So, that is my thoughts about that. I've been accused of a lot of different things in the martial arts, actually, but I know that certain techniques, spinning techniques from my Kenpo striking arsenal, can lead very well into not just things like foot sweeps, but into throws, into pins, and that kind of thing. And when I look for these techniques, I will speak to other arts that specialize in them, because if I come to the conclusion of, hey, this foot sweep leads to this particular pin, I'm not going to spend my time trying to develop the best way to pin somebody. I'm going to ask a wrestler, a judo player, or a sambist how, once I get them into that pinning position, what is the most effective and most energy efficient way to keep them there. I'm not about trying to discover what's already been discovered, because that will slender my that will slow and hinder my development as a martial artist. What I do want to do is make sure that I can get myself into certain places with my striking, and then if there's another art where they specialize in that secondary or tertiary position, then I want to be able to employ that part as effectively as possible without having to figure out the nuances myself. I don't want to do that. They say if you want to know the road ahead, ask the people coming back. If I can sweep you into a pin, I'll ask a judo player how to pin you, because that's what they specialize in, or a wrestler, or a Dumog practitioner, whomever. Who's ever better at it than I am, I will ask them. So that tends to be frowned upon by traditionalists, and also brings on accusations that I'm trying to steal techniques and call them my own from modern mixed martial arts proponents, which kind of puts me in a hysterical place because neither is true. So I'm asking you, what is it that you're doing to modernize your art? What are you specifically doing to modernize your art? I'd love to hear the answers, because I can definitely go down the list of what I'm doing, and I'd like to speak with you about it. So check me out at martialartsoakland.com. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, and Twitter under Thomas Kenpo Karate. And the most important thing, of course, is please take care of yourselves and each other.